Hi, Carol. It's absolutely lovely to talk to you again, and I am missing you terribly. You know, it's all great, all this social distancing and, you know, Zooming and Zencasting, but I really miss seeing you. It's very, very difficult.
Well, the feeling is very mutual, Ed, and I'm sure there's lots of people listening who can totally empathise with missing people. You know, we're all kind of in the same boat, aren't we?
Yeah, Carol, I think a lot of people are. I was saying to you there when we were chatting earlier, like my mum has a big birthday coming up now on the 8th of May. Like, happy birthday, Mum. And we had planned a lovely event and all sorts of things, and you were telling me you had a big event with your sister. It's really hitting home, I think, Carol, as these things are coming up in our lives, you know, that we really just can't, you know, celebrate the way we used to. And of course, I know it's so difficult for people with weddings and funerals as well, but it is quite difficult, isn't it?
It is. It is very difficult. But a reminder too, that when we come out the other side, a reminder that we shouldn't take anything for granted anymore, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. God, I think you're so right about that. And, you know, people were saying to me the other day, where will we go on holidays now? Where can you imagine? I mean, Carol, to get the bus to Bray now.
Exactly.
we'll be looking at a different landscape, I've no doubt. But anyway.
All right. Let's start by opening up the travel clinic.
Yeah. There's a question in here from Christine. And Christine, she just puts Christine there. I don't have her address, but I have her email address and all that. Now she's just saying, hi Ed, wonder if you can help me. Booked an all-inclusive package with the travel agent in November for 7 nights for 2 people. The total cost was 1,500. Flights were Aer Lingus, and I received an email saying the flights were cancelled 3 days beforehand. I applied for the refund, and I know the hotel in Lanzarote was not closed on the 15th of March, so that was not open. But to date, I haven't heard anything. Now, I mean, that's quite unfortunate, because that was March the 23rd. And again, Christine, all I can say to you here is you are fully entitled to a refund because your flights were cancelled. Now, under the legislation, and remember, this legislation is still totally in place, you are entitled to a refund within 7 days of a flight being cancelled. That's not actually happening from what we can see. And if the hotel you say there was closed, then of course you're fully entitled to a refund on this. Again, you're having trouble contacting your travel agent, which is unfortunate. I can only say that you have to keep, because the one you mentioned there, certainly they're still in business, and I would keep trying to contact them. But I would also contact flightrights.ie, which is the aviation regulation authority, the civil aviation regulation authority. And they are very keen to get all claims, because I was talking to them during the week and they said the more claims they have in, the stronger that they'll be able to make cases against these airlines who are not really adhering to the EU 261. So I'm afraid, you know, again, all I can say to you is that, you know, I can clarify to you, Christine, that you are fully entitled to refund on that holiday because it was cancelled. So you just have to keep at it, unfortunately.
Okay, another question, Ed, from Bernadette Keegan. She says she paid a deposit on a holiday to Spain due to travel on the 26th of May. The travel agent agreed to postpone the travel date to the 30th of August. She says, as it will be unlikely she'll be able to travel on the date, should they pay the balance of the holiday due in June or defer back to the travel next year? Or can they just get their deposit back?
I presume that you had this conversation, Bernadette, with the travel agent at the time, and the advice must have been that you must have decided that you were going to postpone it to the 30th of August. At this stage, there is still a possibility that you can travel on the 30th of August, because we just don't know. Spain are issued guidelines, Carol, this week again, where they've relaxed certain things. I mean, they are looking at opening up the Canaries on the 1st of August, and Spain as well around that time for sun destinations. So, I mean, you know, I would just go back to your travel agent there, but the technical side of it, if you don't pay balances on holidays that are not going to be cancelled, then you will lose your money, obviously. So that's, you know, a problem. But if it's the case that you don't want to travel, then you see you have to have a valid reason for that, etc. Do you want to try and change it again to a further date? But as in from now, it's really just a wait and see. And balances should be paid 6 weeks, most of them, depending on your terms and conditions, should be 6 weeks beforehand. And again, getting deposits back, you know, depending on your terms and conditions of the booking that you had with your travel agent, you have to check those. But you just can't get deposits back if you decide that you don't want to travel. And right, it is actually possible to travel, Carol. It's very unfortunate. It's very confusing for people, I have to say.
One more question here, Ed. This is from Sandra Cox, who booked a holiday for her mum and dad due to travel on the 10th of June for 2 weeks to Turkey. The booking consisted of flights, accommodation and transfer. She says the flights were paid for last November by credit card, but the payment for the balance is due to be taken from the card the last week in May. So she wants to know, where does she stand and what are the options?
Yeah. Hi, Sandra. Thanks for your email. Yeah. Again, Carol, with this, you know, the problem here is really we don't know if that holiday is going to operate. Now, the likelihood is that it probably won't. So you were saying there, Sandra, that it's the last week in May that you're due to be paying. So I would just wait, because the likelihood is there that if the holiday obviously doesn't go ahead, then you will be entitled to a full refund. That's really all I can say to you. If there's balances due on holidays, a lot of people know now, Carol, that, you know, if they don't pay the balances, that they're going to lose their, in contradiction of the terms and conditions, should I say. But still, the travel agents are waiving this, and they're making, there's loads of exceptions being made, because the normal terms and conditions do not apply in this situation, to be perfectly honest, you know. But I would say again, just wait and see until the last week in May what's going to happen with that. And you said you booked there with Sun Express. Now, that's a joint venture between Lufthansa and Turkish Airlines based in Turkey. So I also know that some of the tour operators here charter with Sun Express. So I'm not sure, Carol, if that's booked directly with them or if it's booked through an Irish travel agent here, but they'll certainly be able to help you on that. Again, if the holiday is cancelled, the options will be there again, refunds. And if not, then, you know, looking at changing your dates. And that's really all I can say at the moment, because we don't know if there's going to be stuff of flight operating in June to Turkey.
All right, Sandra, thank you for that. And we'll still continue to take your questions. ed@traveltalk.ie. We'll open up the travel clinic again next week. But before we finish this week, I understand that Ryanair has changed its refund policy now to allow unused vouchers to be exchanged for cash. Is that right?
Yeah, Carl, we had again, you know, a circus time during the week, you know, where we had the Irish Independent coming out with an exclusive with Kenny Jacobs saying that refunds would be issued within 3 months if people didn't want the vouchers. The day after, we had the Irish Times, Conor Pope, coming out with another kind of exclusive saying that if the voucher wasn't used within 12 months, that you'd be eligible for a refund after that. You know, it's crazy. You know, it's completely confusing. There's different stories coming out all the time. The manager for passenger rights with the Civil Aviation Regulatory Authority here, again, the website I keep giving people, it's flightrights.ie, which is really good. They have said categorically that the policy has not changed. You are still entitled to a refund within 7 days of a cancellation. And if that's not the case, that you can make a claim into them at flightrights.ie. Aer Lingus have a policy where you have a 5-year voucher now, Carol, right? But if you take the voucher option, then you can't get a refund. Ryanair are saying here, if you take the voucher and you don't use it within 12 months, then you will get a refund. So I'm totally confused, and I'm in the travel business. It's just Lula carry on, I have to say. We're getting all this different information now. They're just making, it's just different policies coming out all the time. But I know the EU, Carol, are still, you know, there's been no change. They're still very stringent on the fact that that is the law. And flightrights.ie, by the way, they're very, very strong on people making claims and getting onto them. And by the way, another thing, Carol, that some of the airlines were saying to people that had booked with travel agents was, oh, we can't deal with you. You have to contact your travel agent. According to the Civil Aviation Authority here, EU 261 is between you, the passenger, and the airline. So you are fully entitled to deal directly with the airline, even if you've gone through a travel agent. Yes.
Right.
And I got that from the horse's mouth.
But so, most people would know that, Ed. That makes it very unfair.
Yeah, Carol, I totally agree with you. And unfair is putting it mildly. A lot of people still want to go on holidays this year. I mean, you know, the EU are looking at trying to bring in some COVID-19 passport thing now. They're looking at this, you know, where certain corridors will be open, where people will be able to go on holidays still. They're still hoping that people will be able to get holidays this summer. That's being discussed at the moment as well, you know. So, it's just crazy, really. I said the word circus earlier. I mean, I don't think it's far off that.
All right, Ed, thank you for that. And of course, we will continue to update you every week. And just a reminder to Ed's email address, if you have any questions, is ed@traveltalk.ie. Ed, I hope it won't be too long now before we welcome you back into the studio. But in the meantime, have a good week and we'll chat with you next week.
Thanks a million, Carol. You too.